Democrat of the day, Renee Carterell, is in 29A. She's kind enough today to talk to us about her campaign and what she wants to bring back to that district with a Democratic win. Renee, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Let's first of all find out exactly who is Renee Carterell. Carterell.
Carterell.
I got into the rhyming thing. Renee Carterell. There you go. Let's tell everyone who exactly is Renee Carterell.
Well, I'm a lifelong Minnesotan, so I was born in Walker and have lived in a lot of different communities, but I settled into Annandale, Minnesota about 30 years ago, and I raised my two daughters there part of the time as a single mother, and I've always been involved in the community. I worked in the nonprofit sector for 20-some years. I also helped form the Annandale Area Community Team, which is a community organization that works on issues like hiking and biking trails in the community, which is one of the things I helped spearhead. And I have gone to St. Cloud State, and I'm currently at Hamline University doing my doctorate in public administration.
Wow, good for you! And that's nicely done on the as that goes. That's impressive.
Thank you.
We should talk. 29A is just west of the Twin Cities Metro here. You're a lot of recognizable towns here, which have you know. What's funny is we were just talking about. I was over at the Bell Museum, and they had a planetarium, mm-hmm. and I remember back in my youth having laser rock shows, like laser Pink Floyd and stuff. I remember back in the day when Rockford and Delano, when you went out there, you were going way out of the metro area. You were into farming country. As your district, as the city has grown, it's gotten closer to the district. It still is very rural. I'm not saying it's, you know, it's not exactly Hennepin County on the east side. But at the same time, Rockford, Delano, I know so many people that work in the metro area that live in those communities. I go on out there for apple picking at least once a year as well. But you as well then get into the west side of your district, and it's quite a bit, it's much more agricultural out there.
Yes, absolutely. You're spot on with that. I mean, the Wright County as a whole has developed a lot, and especially on the east side, which is not my district, where that's 29B, where it's Monticello and some of the cities along 94 there are just really grown, and Buffalo itself has also grown. But the part of my district, the part of Wright County that I'm in, 29A, is still very rural. Small towns, Annandale's about 2,500 people.
Yeah.
Howard Lake, Waverly, Montrose are all really small towns. Delano has grown quite a bit. It's the largest city. And, well, it might be competing with Rockford now. I'd have to check and compare, but still largely rural.
I've been out in the last year or so, just been with kids and sports and stuff. Annandale is an absolutely adorable community, by the way. Howard Lake is cute as all get go too. You got mm-hmm. some real gems out there, and you know it's one of those things where it's a community. I think that as things have changed, are changing here, it's a community I think the Republicans have always thought, oh, this is not going to ever go away from us. The reality is I think mentalities and people's voting habits are starting to change in your district.
I totally agree. In fact, I have conversations daily on this with people in the district who say, oh, it's such a Republican area, it will never change, and that's just not true anymore. In fact, I go out and talk with people and do some door knocking, and they say, oh, we're probably one of only two Democrats in the town. And I say, that's not true. And then I point out to them how many of their neighbors really are Democrats or progressives. And the demographics out there are really changing. We're seeing some of the really elderly move away from the area because they don't have the services they need, which is a shame. And then we see people who are kind of maybe just retiring, moving into the area, a lot of times from the metro area. And that's really changing the demographics.
Renee Carterell is joining us, 29A, Democrat of the Day. You are doing something that is really unique out there. It's a bit of a listening tour yourself you're doing around the district, because you're basically getting out and talking to folks and finding out about issues that they're feeling are not being addressed. It's critical conversations?
Yes. So one of the things I really started noticing once I started running was that people said, I feel so isolated. There's nobody like me out here. And I assured them that's not true, but they also were really concerned because they were feeling like they couldn't have conversations about the issues with their neighbors or even their family members. We have a lot of people who say, my sister won't talk to me anymore. because, you know, she's a Trump supporter and she just won't talk to me. And so we started having these critical conversations to bring people together, and we welcome anyone to come in and talk about how do we, well, civil discourse. We have one that's focused just on how do we talk to our neighbors? How do we help them communicate with us about the issues and learn how to think about how the issues impact us right in that community, not the sound bites you hear at the national level. And so that's one of the conversations we've been having. We are also doing conversations around race and ethnicity. And, you know, Wright County still thinks of itself as a very homogenous community. And we're trying to change that conversation and say, no, we need to broaden our scope. Even if the people in that community are not as diverse as other communities, when your students are leaving school, they're going to other communities that are diverse, and we need to stop pretending that we're isolated from that.
And the east side of your district is, there is expansion out there, and they do want to welcome people out there. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
And as
it
you're
is.
And as you're on the verge of the 16th largest metro area in the United States, I mean, there it comes a diverse group. And I think that that is a brave stance by you, and I like the idea of this, because when you get out into these communities, there's a tendency, a lot of people, and by the way, Renee, we have talked to a lot of Democrats of the day who have been doing the door knocking, and they say the same thing. Oh, there's no other Democrats out here. Or you're the first Democrat who's knocked on my door in five elections. And the reality is that I think the Democrats, the DFL, is getting out there and knocking on these doors, which is a big thing. But the reality is, I think that there's this perception that there aren't Democrats in these areas because the other side is generally the loud side, and they're the ones that are the most vocal and in the face. And so it kind of drowns out some people, and it makes people feel as if, oh, there's nothing that represents me. And one thing we're hearing, especially in the rural districts, is the DFL is alive and well out there. It just needs to be encouraged, addressed, and talked to so that they can basically get out there and not be afraid of talking with neighbors about issues, as well as also getting out there and voting the way that their heart tells them to.
That's I completely agree. That's exactly what we're trying to do. And we don't see this as ending on November 6th. This is going to be a conversation we're going to continue into 2019. So we plan to continue having critical conversations and just really, I say, changing the conversation in Wright County, not changing Wright County. Some people will say we have to change Wright County, and that's not true. As you pointed out, it's a wonderful place to live. But we really need to change the conversation because it has been dominated by one group for so long that people don't think, some of the people feel like their interests aren't being heard.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely, and that's I think that is a very common common approach. As you talk to these people, you have these talking sessions and you know, kind of address the conversation, the topic. What are some of the issues that you are feeling are the most important in regards to 29A that if you do win, you want to bring to St. Paul?
Well, healthcare is so important to so many of the people I talk to. It's probably the number one issue I hear is concerns about being able to access healthcare. And, you know, Wright County is probably demographically a little older. And so there's a lot of concerns from the older generation about, you know, what's going to happen to us? Are we going to have choices as we age? And I've met a lot of people who are, you know, they're doing just fine living, aging where they are until they hit this sort of critical juncture. And then all of a sudden, they're not able to make it anymore. And they're frustrated and they don't have choices. So how do we help people age gracefully in place and have choices as they grow older? That's one of the big conversations I have.
Well, and that's one that affected me too. My dad, they lived up on the Iron Range most of his life. He was up in Virginia, and you know, as his age got, he got older, he needed to be out and be able to walk. He got into his 80s, he couldn't drive anymore, and where he lived, it was basically a glacier, and it was not safe for him to go walk. He lives now in South Carolina, unfortunately, because you know, it's great for him. It's unfortunate for me because I don't get to see him that much. But he's, this is a topic here, making sure we have a system in place that takes into account an elderly population that needs to be able to, you know, to be able to function and live their lives and not just become shut-ins.
That's correct, yeah. There's one woman who I met who she's so frustrated, she feels trapped, she said, because she can no longer afford a car, she's on a fixed income, she can't get to anything, she can't get to the store. There's another elderly man that I picked up walking. He was hitchhiking to the restaurant in town.
No.
Because his car had broken down and he could no longer get to anything. So every day he'd walk like 10 blocks to the restaurant, and he'd hitchhike along the way. And so I helped him get set up with Meals on Wheels. So, yeah, the people are frustrated and looking for help.
You know, that's if you want an issue, I think the DFL needs to tackle, you know, this upcoming cycle, regardless of what else is on the table. It is senior transportation in rural Minnesota, because what you just described there is if we don't have a way for the elderly people that are not able to drive anymore to be able to get to their medical appointments, go to the grocery store, go to church, just go out and have a cup of coffee with a friend. I mean, I think that's one of the things that scares a lot of people as they get older, is that's they don't want a life where they're basically subject to just staying in their house. And if we can't have a situation where we have the elderly of Minnesota have the ability to make a phone call, schedule something up, and be able to go and take care of them and live their lives, especially as they're in the latter stages of their lives, I think that that's an issue we absolutely need to address.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can also mention transportation. You look at your district, you got 55 and 12 coming through there. Development is an interesting thing. You don't want to rush it. You don't need to rush it. But you also want to make sure that, you know, transportation stuff gets developed correctly, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so we as you pointed out, we actually have 55, 12, and 94 going through our district, through Wright County. And I sometimes talk to people out in Wright County and say that Wright County kind of gets overshadowed by its neighbor to the south, you know, Hennepin County. And one of the things I learned about transportation is we can only expand our transportation as fast as Hennepin County expands its transportation. Because as you pointed out, a lot of people are commuters. Mm-hmm. Well, if Hennepin County can't handle the flow of traffic into the county, then it doesn't want us to build bigger roads. So that's one of the things that prevents us from expanding our transportation.
Working with the other side of the aisle. My gosh, what a concept. I mean, someone needs to get to Kurt Dowd and explain the concept of, you know, working for the greater good as opposed to Omnibus Prime, working for the greater good to help out outstate Minnesota. As you've been door knocking, is there any other issues? I mean, healthcare, transportation, senior transportation, other issues that have come up that you've talked about?
Well, you just mentioned Kurt Dowd, and one of the issues that I was working on even before I started running is I'm secretary of the Minnesota ERA. And we tried to bring a constitutional amendment to the ballot this year to put the ERA into the Minnesota Constitution. And it was not even heard in committee. And so we felt like it was pretty much blocked from going onto the ballot, because if it was on the ballot, it might attract too many women out to vote. So that's another issue that I really am working on.
Oh, and amen to you working on this. The Republicans had time to talk to that Republican guy that stole 18 months or 17 months worth of food assistance, the millionaire who stole 18 months worth of food assistance. His testimony was important. But gosh forbid we have the ERA amendment come back up, and we actually have a discussion about that.
Absolutely. Well, it's very frustrating.
Well, obviously, it's something where we need you to get into St. Paul, because obviously you have a lot of good ideas, and I think that 29A has not been represented correctly or fairly. They clearly, I mean, if you have people who are in your district who are, you know, elderly people having to walk because they don't have any options, they're clearly not getting good representation as it is. We need Renee to get to St. Paul. Renee, once again, Carterell, this is 29A. If you are in a district that is a relatively safe Democratic district, great. Still, you want to help out your Democrat, by all means. But if you have some time, we got 3 weekends left before the election. If you've got time, if you can make a donation, Renee, obviously your campaign, I don't think, would turn down either.
Nope, absolutely not. We still need some funds to be able to get out a last push postcard that we're trying to find funding for. So we need to get that out so that we can really encourage the Democrats in the area to get out and vote, because so many of them think that their vote doesn't matter out in Wright County. So we're trying to get out a last-minute postcard, and we're going out and doing door knocking on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and if anyone wants to join me, they can just go to my website or email me, reneeforhouse.com, and we'd be happy to have them come out with us.
Renee for House, R-E-N-E-E-F-O-R, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Renee Carterell, this is 29A. Renee, I appreciate the time today and all my best out there. And once again, and we do want to make sure I mention, this weekend, the next 2 weekends, you're going to be having door knocking and volunteering opportunities, correct?
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
So we've got 3 weekends. This is not a far drive. This is not like I'm sending you up to 2A like I did with Northbird. This is right down the highway, down 12, down 55. It's
40 minutes, 50 minutes away.
Oh, and once again, as Renee has said, and we've had how many Democrats of the day say this, especially in outstate Minnesota, door knocking is the key. If you can get out there and help Renee Carterell, by all means, it would be fantastic. We need to hit every door in 29A. So please volunteer, donate if you can. Renee, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Democrat of the day, Renee Carterell, 29A.